Hi, it's Bumble here, David Lloyd. Third one-day international is at Edgbaston. It's on Wednesday. It's a day-nighter. Take note of that day-nighter. It might do a little bit under lights and it usually favours the bowlers. Australia too strong for England in the second one, so I don't think they'll change much. Finch, Watson, Marsh, Clark, Bailey, Voges, Wade, Faulkner. I still think Finch is high risk at the top, but go for it if you fancy him. Watson, I think these are a couple of games too many. He looks a bit jaded. Michael Clark isn't. Scored a brilliant 100. George Bailey, for me, I think he's a terrific player and nobody talks about him, but he can find the boundaries. George Bailey to be top scorer for me for Australia. Don't think England will change too much, not particularly in the batting lineup anyway. KP at the top, I still think that's high risk. Michael Carberry hasn't got going. Jonathan Trott got outdone by a fast ball from Mitchell Johnson. Balls to the left, balls to the right. Joe Root's at number four hasn't got going. I fancy Morgan. I fancy Bapara. A little bit quiet in the last game, so I'm going for Morgan or Bapara to be top scorer. All the talk is that England are just experimenting. Is it important enough these one days? I think there's every chance of a good bet. Australia determined. They need to win something, so I'm going to go Australia to win at Edgbaston, but it is under lights and I don't think it'll be a high scoring game.